Wherever I find works like rivalry, dissension, and division, these are works of not the Spirit. These are works of the flesh. And remember this, works of the flesh come from the desires of the flesh. And John says that the desires of the flesh are the stuff that's in the world. This is exactly what racism is. It's rivalry between races. It's a fight for who's best, who's on top. It's dissension. It causes a divide. It's division causing between races. That's what racism is. And remember, this dissension, division, rivalry, this enmity, it characterizes the world. And what's the world? It's a system that is organized against God. And so when you see racism, it is part of that which is organized against God. God doesn't support racism. God doesn't promote this. This racism does not go hand in hand with the love of the Father. It goes hand in hand with the love of the world. You are worldly if you are a racist. And you are passing away. Racists go to hell. Do you get that? This is serious stuff. A divide between races. This is not the way Christians should walk. Remember, the world is opposed to God. Racism is bad. It's a manifestation of the anti-God system that John is telling us, don't love this. This is true whether I'm black or white. And those of you that are able to look past color and ethnicity and show kindness, God would say, hey, that's what it is to know me. You see that one over there that's doing that? They're not allowing racism to color the way they think and to not wrongly judge others, but to seek to help and to seek to manifest justice. And to cast off oppression and free people from it, God would say, oh, that's to know me. And you see, when you don't live that way, that's to not know him. You go around spewing out your, and you can cloak it with Christian expressions, but you spew out your racism, and God would say, that is not to know me. And you know, it may be an indication that you don't know him at all. Proverbs 28:5, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Our greatest identity is not whether I'm a black man or a white man, a Hispanic man, an Asian man. Our greatest identity is that we belong to Christ. And if they belong to Christ, Christ regards what I do to them as though I do it to himself. The black man or the Hispanic woman, the Asian man, the American Indian, if they are saved, we are one with them. Our identity is with them as it is in Christ. We need to stop viewing people according to the flesh, the way the world does. Jesus says, learn of me. We have a lot to learn from him in that sermon in Luke 4. A lot to learn.